Right about now, let's go back and look at the Rangers weekend.
Let's go, Rangers! A little louder! Let's go!
You take two of three from the White Sox. They got some pretty good pitching. I guess that's a thumbs up series, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what you got to do. I mean, you take series at home and you hope to split on the road. You do that, you're going to win, you know, 88, 95 ball games, and you're going to be right where you need to be.
Of course, we were on the air Friday when the Rangers got off to a great opening day start with the 3-2 win over the White Sox. And then came Friday night, and Greg, I'll need some help with this. Saturday night. In a tie game in the ninth inning, why was your closer on the mound, Joe Nathan?
Well, that's a gut move by a manager. And what he was playing for was in a tie game that he was betting that his closer could get three outs and they could play small ball and win the game at home. And thus, you know, the closer becomes a starter.
Did it have anything to do with the fact that he liked what he saw from Joe Nathan the night before? Do you think that had an impact?
I think that had a big impact. I mean, it's a.
But
it's
aren't there some managers who say, no, I only use my closer in save situations?
Yeah, and usually those managers don't have a lot of success because you can't have just a pattern thinking every single night.
Yep. He'll go gut on you.
Yeah. I mean, this was a game where a lot of runs were being scored. There was some good pitching. And Wash said, okay, we're at home. And I'm betting that my closer can go out there and get me three outs and be dominating like he was the day before.
But instead,
you know, he got beat.
This happened.
In left center, that ball hit hard in the center field. Stretch, get on back there. You can put it on the board. Yes, against the wind, a blast off the bat of Alex Rios, and the Sox take a 4-3 lead. Mercy.
Not a more annoying voice in this world than Kenny the Hawk Harrelson in White Sox Radio.
He is greatness.
Is he?
And that was
Stretch.
A great call.
Stretch.
That's right.
Get on back there.
I
Mercy.
Love it.
Come
yes.
on.
That's greatness.
Even if you're a White Sox fan, don't you cringe at that and go,
no,
oh,
I like
tone it.
It
down.
Really? I like it, yeah.
You like Stretch? Stretch.
Yes, I like
Stretch. Get on back there.
How's his bloomers look underneath his cheerleading skirt? God
That's
almighty,
good.
Dude.
But, you know, that was a game where the Rangers, they had 10 hits and they made two errors. They had their chances. And they got beat with their best. So that happens in baseball.
All right.
That's why
then,
they play 162 of these.
And then yesterday.
Oh, by the way, going back to Saturday night.
Yeah.
I thought Derek Holland was really good. I thought he was really, really good. Threw 93 pitches in six innings, three hits, and unfortunately, three walks. He still looked good.
I'm going to have to trust you on this because I did not watch a lot of baseball.
I watched every single pitch.
Remember we were talking about March Madness and you said the ditches are littered with meaningless upsets?
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to baseball, the ditches are littered with meaningless baseball games.
Yep, to a non-baseball guy, that's exactly
God
right.
Because you're saying is how the teams are going to win and lose. What's your number, 54?
54. You're going to win 54, you're going to lose 54, no matter who you are. And the other 54 determines where you end up.
So you're saying 108 of the games are just meaningless. That every
or
team,
predetermined.
108
you're gonna
are predetermined.
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, can you let me know
but
when
you
the
know
other 108 come into play?
Hey, if you're not a baseball guy, I understand this. I mean, I watched the little Yankees and Rays yesterday.
Oh, gosh.
I watched some Phillies yesterday.
They'll be playing meaningful baseball 7 months from now.
That's right.
Think about that.
That's right.
Baseball spans three seasons, spring, summer, and fall.
Yep.
So in spring,
and
it's
winter,
hard for me to...
Because you got hot stove league.
No, that doesn't work. All right.
But I thought Holland was good. And nobody in the major league is pitching as dominating as Ogando right now. He is freaking dominating. Sunday, the story was Matt Harrison and how good he was.
He was the Rangers' best pitcher during spring training.
So far. And he was really good yesterday.
I got another question for you. Kinsler at DH, Michael Young at second, third game of the year. Your thoughts?
Don't really understand that. I really don't.
Like Kinsler needs a day off.
And when I saw that, I'm like, what? Really? No kidding? Huh?
But speaking of Kinsler, I've got a Rangers source who tells me Kinsler's contract is done, signed, sealed, and delivered.
Doesn't surprise me. Now, I knew it was going to get done.
Yeah, I'm with you. They may not announce it today because they don't want to upstage you, Darvish. But either today, I'd be shocked if it wasn't today or tomorrow, Ian Kinsler signs a long-term extension with your Rangers.
No doubt.
All right, and then so Matt Harrison was good, and Josh Hamilton hit a ball a country mile, didn't he?
High and deep to right center field.
Stretch!
Must have hit that one right there.
What happened to that call? What happened to stretch and stuff?
A long, long way. And for all you fans that wonder what a 5-tool guy is, well, Josh Hamilton put that on display in the three-game series. I mean, he had two unbelievable defensive plays yesterday. Hit a home run. He's moved people over. He one play where it was a runner on second base, and a ball was hit to him, single, and the runner wasn't even running hard to third because he knew he was not going to run on Josh Hamilton's arm. And so he pretty much just glided into third.
All right, your Texas Rangers off to a 2-1 start. Yu Darvish on the mound tonight against the Mariners.
By the way, Rangers, all three games, under 2 hours and 50 minutes. They haven't played a three-hour game yet. You know what that is?
I bet you they will.
You know what that is?
That's good pitching, right?
That's starting pitching right there.
Rangers, remember, started 9-1 last year, so they got a ways to go. But they are 2-1 with the debut of Darvish tonight. All right, next up on Rage, Greg, let's do this. Put together, off the top of our dorky noggins, Metroplex morons, players who arrived here and disappointed here.